Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Dean's Den, the Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane, with wrestling news, wrestling views, and wrestling reviews. Sit back, pop a cold one, and get ready for Live from the Dean's Den.
Hello again, wrestling fans. I had a different opening planned for this week, but we're just coming off of live SmackDown right now on Fox. Well, taped SmackDown. And in order to present this new group, which looked like just basically a rehash of NWO and DX, enough when you're beating up on the talent, the extras. But when you pound a woman, when you as a grown man are hitting a woman, I don't care if it's wrestler or not, I don't care if it's work or not, that's crossing a line. So, Vince, whatever you let these jackasses do, that was stupid, and that's on you. Now, for those who were wondering why I was not on last week, well, last Thursday morning, all of a sudden, my hard drive crashed. My computer died. Well, fortunately, with the help of my broadcast partner on Thursday night's Sadistic Sean David, he graciously gave me his computer that he was no longer using, which is an excellent computer. It's a HP, well-maintained. I've got plenty of memory, got plenty of hard drive space. And that, not that any of you listening are necessarily into my technical situations and that, but he was nice enough to actually just give it away to me. So that is why I'm able to be back on this week and will be back on for the weeks to come. So with that out of the way, I'm going to start off by covering some items that we were supposed to cover on TNT on BTR last night. For those of you who are listening live, for those of you who are listening on replay, that was on Thursday night. first off, in terms of the speaking out movement, well, somebody whom I used to consider a friend, Steve Wilson, a.k.a. Congo Kong, formerly with Impact Wrestling, but got released because he was basically clumsy in the ring, worthless. Well, he's now upset because he got called out on speaking out because of the fact that he forced a young wrestler to expose himself and then was going to take his money, his payday and his gimmick money from him because he didn't like how he sold the chokeslam that he had gotten earlier in the evening from him. So now he's suddenly like, well, this should have been settled backstage. Wah, wah, wah. Wilson, you're 400 frickin' pounds and you're the biggest crybaby I've ever seen. So get your diaper changed, get a fresh bottle in your mouth, and shut the up. All right? Done with that one. Now, a current WWE employee who I helped interview several years back when she was still on the independent scene has introduced a motivational website and a line of products to go with it. The thing is, she's not using her real name. She's actually based the product line off of the name that she was using when she was a wrestler. Now, the person I'm referring to is Jessica Carr. A lot of you, I'm sure, know who she is because she's one of WWE's two female referees. She's on SmackDown. Asia Smith, the former Asia Pereira, is on Raw. Well, during Jessica's wrestling days, she was working under the name of Kennedy Brink. And so what she has done is she has created a brand called Brink Life. And the philosophy being that you're on the brink of a breakthrough of some sort or another. And that could be weight loss, that could be shaping of your body, whatever the case might be. But you're on the brink. And so here's a little motivation to help you out. And so taking the Kennedy Brink name, she has developed the Brink Life website and Brink Life products, which includes hats, coffee cups, numerous other things. Awesome for her because she has done it. She overcame a lot of personal insecurities about herself and that to really make it in the business. And so super, super thing with that. Now, speaking back of SmackDown, it looks like there's going to be a potential major change for a certain character. It looks like that Alexa Bliss is possibly being groomed to become the next iteration of Sister Abigail. Now, for those whose memories aren't as good, myself included, if this does happen, this will actually be the third iteration of the Sister Abigail character. For a couple of years, Shelly Martinez, aka Good Time Shelly, played the character. And then after she left, she went ahead and Daphne became the character. And since she is, and she did that for about a year, and then she left. So Bliss would be the third iteration of the character. And obviously there were hints of it towards the Extreme Rules match, quote unquote, and where there is the veil, the black veil, which you see on the Abby puppet on Firefly Funhouse, and Bliss lifts up the veil and says to Strowman, "Come on, you want to be here," and that. So, anyway, we'll see here as time goes on. The rematch between Strowman and Wyatt has now been set up for SummerSlam, so we'll see if that's the point at which Bliss shows up as Sister Abigail. Now, I'm going to carry on a little bit with some New Japan. Now, first off, I have to address the situation that occurred earlier, late last week on the 1st. in a New Japan show, Hiroshi Tanahashi made an appearance with another member of the New Japan Pro Wrestling cast, who has since that time tested positive for COVID-19. So, according to the statement from New Japan, Tanahashi did not come into close contact with the person who was infected. He's undergone antigen and antibody and PCR testing, and all tests have returned negative. So, Tanahashi is scheduled to be on the Summer Struggle events that will be taking place this weekend in Korakuen Hall. So, with that being said, two matches that are being marked for tonight/tomorrow's event, which occurs actually, it starts broadcasting here in the U.S. at 5:30 a.m. Eastern, 4:30 my time, which means unless my insomnia kicks in, I'm not going to see it. But anyway, two of the main matches that they're putting on this particular card are the two semifinal matches for the NEVER Openweight Six-Man Tag Tournament. Now, in one match, Los Cinco Nobles de Japón, which will be represented by Sanada, Bushi, and Shingo Takagi, will face the Chaos team of Kazuchika Okada, Toru Yano, and Sho. And in the second match, the second Chaos group, which will be Hiroki Goto, Tomohiro Ishii, and Yoshihashi, will be facing, ironically enough, Hiroshi Tanahashi, who will be partnering with Kota Ibushi and Master Weto. So that's what's happening over on the Japanese side. Now, here in the U.S., New Japan has set up a tournament for the foreign performers, the American performers, and well, in certain cases, one Englishman, although he's lived here in the States his entire life, for the New Japan Cup USA 2020. And this is going to be on their NJPW Strong. Now, the thing was, actually, what was supposed to happen in this, there was going to be some singles matches on the Japanese side involving, namely, the Guerrillas of Destiny. So, the pairings that are going to happen for the New Japan USA Cup, and the winner of the tournament will at some point get a shot at the current IWGP US champion, who also happens to be the current reigning AEW world champion, John Moxley. So the first round matches are set up as Carl Fredericks will be facing off with Kenta Kobayashi. Jeff Cobb, formerly Matanza Cueto from Lucha Underground, will be facing off against one half of the Guerrillas of Destiny, Tonga Loa. David Finley, son of Fit Finley, many people know from WWE, will be taking on Bullet Club member Chase Owens. And then in the last quarterfinal match, Brody King will be facing off against Tama Tonga. Now, obviously, of course, definitely I'm a big fan of Jeff Cobb. I'm also a big fan of the Gorillas of Destiny. So it's so that first round match with Jeff Cobb and Tonga Loa is going to be very, very interesting to watch. I definitely want to see that. And then of course Brody King, who has been part of Villain Enterprises and of course has been tag team partners with Pierre Carl Aulette, PCO, is going to be really, really another good match. And that now, if you want to see something a little bit different on Twitch, apparently it looks like AEW stars have been playing D&D. And the dungeon master is Brandon Cutler. And for those who don't know, Brandon Cutler plays his gimmick as being the fact that he is a big time gamer. His jacket is inspired by Tiamat, the five-headed dragon that you D&D players would know a lot about because you probably use her in a lot of your games. And then he also of course comes to the ring with a giant size dodecahedron. He's used a D12 and a D20 in his game. Now playing with him, at least in the one that was on earlier in the week, were Colt Cabana, Peter Avalon, Leva Bates, Orange Cassidy, Trent, and Chuck Taylor. And considering Orange Cassidy finally spoke on this week's Dynamite, it'd be interesting to see how he played D&D. So, okay, so that's just off the top end of things. Impact Wrestling has made it official. They have signed to a long-term deal Kimberly. And Kimberly is, of course, quite a talent. Now, she happens to also be married to Zachary Wentz of the Rascals. And she is also studying to be a veterinary technician. So, if this wrestling thing doesn't work out, at least she's got something to fall back on. And it's nice to know somebody who is a pet lover like that. Really, really good stuff. So, now a little bit of Shane McMahon news here. Shane's outside project, Ideanomics, which is according to the description, a global company focused on facilitating the adoption of commercial electric vehicles and developing next-generation financial services and fintech products, well, whatever that is. Well, Shane is getting sued. There are those who claim that he has illegally profited, made some deals that personally profited him, and did not do anything for the company. So that's now, and of course Shane just came back onto Raw last week with his new concept, quote unquote, Raw Underground, which basically is a direct ripoff of Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, with the ring set up with no ropes, and the guys just taking on bare knuckle brawling. So, you know, I mean, hey, you know, all right, well, whatever floats your boat, Shane and Vince. Just like the XFL, it'll fall apart in a few weeks. So folks, don't get too attached to Raw Underground. Now, on the AEW front, a young lady who had been released from NXT, but has a very, very prominent name, is going to be making her AEW debut on this coming Tuesday's Dark, which will be available on YouTube. And that young lady is Rachel Ellering. Yes, Rachel Ellering, the daughter of Precious Paul Ellering, the manager of the Road Warriors, Authors of Pain, at one point the stable of the Legion of Doom not only had the Road Warriors, it also had Jake the Snake Roberts and King Kong Bundy. So actually what happened was that Rachel was a budgetary victim of COVID-19. So she will be joining already former NXT talents, Tino Sabatelli, Tay Conti, and MJ Jenkins. And so she will be making her debut this week. And she will be squaring off against Penelope Ford. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do here, whether Rachel goes ahead and jobs out, or whether they go ahead and give her a win in her first match. Along with those matches will be Kip Sabian versus Michael Stevens, Rey Fénix, who apparently has finally escaped from Mexico, just waiting for Pentagon Jr. to join him, against Lee Johnson. Sean Spears will be back after a long absence, and he will be taking on somebody whom I know. I've known him since his days with the former Paragon Pro Wrestling. He's also been recently seen on Major League Wrestling, Alex Chamberlain. Then also SCU will face the Butcher and the Blade. Natural Nightmares will take on the Hybrid 2. And if you've never seen the Hybrid 2, these guys, Jack Evans and Henning Helico, who were formerly on Lucha Underground, they also plied their trade in AAA, are an excellent pair. And I think this is gonna be a good match for them, with Dustin and QT. Private Party will be facing the team of Brian Pillman Jr. and Griff Garrison. Griff Garrison is the other guy that looks like Jungle Boy Jack Perry. Brian Pillman Jr., the name speaks for itself. Billy and Austin, the Gun Club, will facing Sean Dean and M. Badu. Then all three members of the Jurassic Express will be facing the teaming of Aaron Solo, Corey Hollis, and Sugar Dunkerton, a.k.a. Pineapple Pete. So that should be a definitely interesting little situation here. WWE has in fact filed for the Raw Underground trademark. We'll see how long the ripoff of Bloodsport has on this. Real quick, I'm gonna go with something here. Now, for those of you who listen to us normally on Thursday night show on Blog Talk Radio, you know we have had a long, storied relationship with Hugo Savinovich. Hugo has been a good source for me for stories, and of course, working with AAA, I generally get the inside scoop before most people as to stuff that's going on, but I don't ever put any spoilers out because Hugo and I respect each other that much. Now, if what Hugo is making as this claim is true, then the Marty Jannetty situation, that if you don't know about that, find our TNT on BTR show from Thursday night. It's available on most podcast outlets. Well, according to Hugo, Karrion Kross, formerly Killer Kross when he was with Impact, was supposedly a real-life mercenary. And in fact, supposedly did hits for the Mafia. And they liked him because of his quote-unquote scary look. So he's supposed to have an interview with Kross soon to discuss his quote hard real life and how he went from quote a real life mercenary to become the face of NXT. So we'll just have to see what happens. I will not give anything against or for this. All I will say is that Hugo has never steered me wrong in the past. When he's told me something, it has indeed come to pass. So I'm just gonna leave that out there. Make of it what you will. We'll wait for the actual broadcast to the podcast to come out, and we'll find out what happens from there. So, shout out to my broadcast partner from Thursday night, Sadistic Sean David. He was supposed to be with me tonight, but unfortunately got a little bit ill prior to broadcast. So I cut the show down to its normal time Hopefully, maybe next week we'll have him on. We'll see what happens. But that's this week. We'll talk to you.
Thank you for listening to Live from the Dean's Den. Live from the Dean's Den comes to you every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio on Evolution Radio Network. Replays can be found on Anchor FM, Spotify, iTunes, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.